temperature approaching 60 degrees today. That would tie a record from 1930. Clear tonight, low 36 inland, 43 lakeside. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 59 lakeside to 65 inland. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, cooler, temperatures mostly in the 40s. It'll be even colder than that on Friday and Saturday. Could be some light snow on Saturday. And on Sunday, temperatures could stay below freezing all day and all night. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
55 and partly sunny in Kenosha. At the municipal airport in Burlington, it's mostly sunny and 53. At Milwaukee's International Airport, named Mitchell, it is partly sunny and 54. And at Magnum.media's international headquarters called WRJN in Racine, partly sunny and double nickels, 55 degrees. At 20 minutes until 11, it is a tremendous Tuesday morning. Glenn Klein on Community Conversations with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst. When do spring training games officially get underway?
Cubs' first game is Saturday against the Giants.
The San Francisco Gigantes. Did you see that video of Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo I sent you?
Yeah, you know what, though? When I get those videos from you, for some reason, I can't get them to play.
You've got an upload problem, okay. My friend. You've got to upload. You know any computer-savvy people?
A few, yeah.
Yeah, get them in, because I send you some good stuff. I always get concerned because I never hear back from you on those.
Did you see that Chris Bryant, Major League Baseball Network, did the top 100 players, and Chris Bryant finished number 3.
As who was number one? Well, let me guess. Mike Trout was number one. Number two was the kid from Washington.
No.
Okay. Really? Number two was Miggy Cabrera from the Detroit. No. One more guess. Okay, so you got Mike Trout was number
Los
one.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
No, he said no, dude. Doggone it.
I think Los Angeles
Corey
Dodgers.
Seager.
No.
Really? The shortstop for the Dodgers they did not pick. All right. So Oral Hershiser, yep. Not Oral Hershiser.
No.
what's their pitcher?
Yep, that's who it was.
What's his name?
I'm trying to think now too.
Paul Manafort, by the way.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of Paul Manafort's name 2 hours ago. that was Donald Trump's second campaign manager. The lefty.
Yeah.
My dad is
Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw.
I hate him. You know what? He's great. Great guy. Joe Buck made me hate him and John Schmoltz during the playoffs against the Cubs because they did not give the Cubs to do, and they thought that Clayton Kershaw's poo-poo didn't stink. So they picked the pitcher as the number two best player in the game. And Chris Bryant, number three.
Right.
Well, he's the cutest player. That's for sure. I know you have a man crush on him, don't you?
As Tom said yesterday, you're on some pretty good drugs right now.
What? You don't have a man crush on Chris Bryant?
No.
Anthony Rizzo. Well, we know you have a man crush on your doppelganger, Joe Maddon. That's for sure.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's
let me tell you, Mr. DJ. Keep those records playing. I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby and in the morning. Everybody's swinging. Oh, we're dancing to the music. Yeah.
On the radio. Exactly what we're doing. Having a party. The great Sam Cooke on your radio, friend. It is 10 minutes until 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host and partier-in-chief, Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst. And they are the fund development coordinators for the Junior League. Please say hello to Margaret DeRocha Blank. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
And Sarah Greening. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
You're looking good, you guys. Welcome to WRJN. And Margaret, this is not your first rodeo.
No, it's not.
But Sarah, this is.
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you nervous?
Not at all.
Did Mark make you feel comfortable?
Of course he did.
That's his job. He used to be a bartender and a bar owner. He knows how to socialize and to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Ike's Wet Goods.
I remember that.
Everything they served was wet. Yes. Everything they served was good.
That's the way it works. I remember that.
Chicago Bears Bar, Chicago Cubs.
Oh, yes. Yes. Biggest day we ever had in business was when the Bears were in the Super Bowl against New England and won.
That was a big day for me, too, because my oldest son, Joseph, was born that day in Rhinelander. You got kids, Sarah?
I do have kids.
What do you have?
I have two boys.
What are their names?
Sebastian has just turned 10 last Friday, and my youngest, Oliver, will be 8 in March.
So Sebastian, what do you call him for short?
Sebastian.
No Sean.
Well, sometimes his uncle calls him Seabass.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, we're trying to get that
That's
to hook
a good
up
nickname.
With his friends.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a big nickname guy.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a nickname. and does Oliver get Ollie sometimes?
Sometimes, mostly at school.
Yeah. What are their middle names?
Sebastian George,
yeah.
After my grandfather and my husband's grandfather,
mm-hmm.
And then Oliver Robert after my husband.
And do you only use their middle names when they're in trouble?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know you're in trouble when your mom or dad use the middle names, and you know you're in big trouble when they have both or all three names in the news. Like if you're a mass murderer, John Wayne Gacy, they always have the middle name. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have kids, Margaret?
Yes, we do.
And what are your children's names?
Carly Blank and Matthew Blank.
Any relation to Dave Blank?
Yes, they are.
How are they related to Dave Blank of Rio Racine?
That's Dave's and my kids.
Oh, the former Mrs. Blank.
Yes, the former Mrs. Blank. So that till he has a new Mrs. Blank in May.
Yeah, he is getting married again.
Yes, he is.
They tried to talk him out of that. Because, they figured out the number one cause of divorce, ladies.
What?
Marriage.
Oh.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yes.
So what's derrocha? Is that Italian?
No, that's Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Yes, there's a lot of us in California, migrant workers.
Yeah, and did you come from California?
Yeah, I'm from Silicon Valley.
You are?
Yeah.
How did you end up in Racine?
Dave was the marketing director at a ski resort that we both worked at, and I met him, and we got married, and then he had to leave the ski resort, and we ended up coming here. We've been here almost 20 years for him being the president of the Rail Racing Visitors Bureau now.
So he came for that position?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so it was purely professional.
Yes.
Like me moving from Florida to here.
Yes.
For this radio. Why do you say that like that?
Because when I was thinking California, Florida, and we're here.
Yeah.
But
my parents live in Los Angeles in Calabasas.
Oh, yeah.
And I have six kids. And my second and fourth sons live in San Diego.
Oh, sure.
Jacob and Isaac.
Oh.
Jacob Ronald.
Oh.
And Isaac Joel.
I have an Isaac nephew.
You have an Isaac nephew?
I do.
You know what Isaac means in Hebrew? Yitzchak.
I did not know that. I do not know.
It means laughter.
Oh.
And we didn't know that either when we named Isaac, and the kid is just a hoot. It's just funny how, you know, names are important, which you label people.
I didn't know that when I named Carly, and she's a very strong person, and her name means female strength.
Really?
No.
Did you know that, Mark?
No, I didn't.
And she's strength, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Strong young woman. She's a cop now, right?
Yes, she is.
Where
she just graduated from the Bowling Green University Police.
And where is she serving?
There.
Oh, she's in Bowling Green, Ohio?
Yeah, Bowling Green, Ohio.
Very cool. Well, their titles are fun development coordinators for the junior. What is the Junior League?
The Junior League of Racine is a nonprofit women's organization that trains women to be effective leaders in the community. And then the money we raise at our various fundraisers and community work goes back to at-risk women and children in the community.
How do you define at-risk women and children?
Well, what we do actually, we have a community research committee that's sole purpose is to work with the Racine Advisory Board and various leaders in the community to find what the need is, what the current need is, whether it's literacy or hunger or battered shelters and things like that for women. We've worked a lot with the Women's Resource Center. Some of our projects include working with them, Cops and Kids, the Racine Zoo, those sorts of programs.
Yeah, and it's very, very interesting. Now, you talked about fundraisers. You have one coming up in the next week.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about it.
Well, we have a prom through the decades. We are celebrating our 100th year this year in Racine. The Junior League has an international presence, and there are out of the 291 or so leagues, Racine's is the 16th oldest in the world. And we're holding a prom through the decades to kind of kick back and go through various years in the past. Next Friday, March 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Infocino's Banquet Hall. Tickets are $60, and that includes heavy hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine, soda.
What are heavy hors d'oeuvres?
Heavy hors d'oeuvres. Well, you think of Infocino's. We all know how Infocino's serves their guests, right?
I've never been to Infocino's.
That means you won't walk away hungry.
You won't walk away hungry.
So what would be a heavy appetizer?
We've got bruschetta. We have peppers and meatballs with bread and butter.
Like actually dinner.
Crackers and cheese. Yes.
Yes.
You won't go hungry. You won't go hungry. So heavy appetizers, beer, wine, and soda all night long, including late night pizza. DJ dancing, we've got silent auctions, live auctions, raffle baskets, and an alcohol raffle.
You know, Glenn, too, one of the things Racine is known for through the ages is its proms. At one time, there was a video made, Best Prom in the World, and it was about the Racine prom and the job that Rotary does, so I think that's a great idea.
Well, they have like a whole city prom, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you go to prom in high school?
I did. At that time, Lutheran High School was not involved. They didn't have it. They weren't involved with the Rotary Prom. They are now, but we just had our separate.
So you went with the St. Catherine's?
I went to Lutheran High.
Lutheran High. And you went to the prom there?
Yeah.
Who was your prom date?
Her name was Debbie Preston.
Yeah. And did they put, like, balloons in between you and Debbie to dance? You know,
how they used to do that?
No?
No. We couldn't have it at the school, though, because way back then at Lutheran High, you couldn't dance.
Right.
So we had to have it at a country club.
So you were allowed to dance at the country club,
yeah.
But just not at the high school,
yeah.
Or at church.
Right.
Yeah. Who was your prom date?
Me?
Yeah.
I was not allowed to go to the prom because the church I grew up in, we were not allowed to do dancing like that.
Margaret.
Or movies or anything. I never went to the prom.
What kind of church was that?
Church of the Nazarene.
Oh, the Church of the Nazarene.
We could have dances, but they were square dances. And they were square.
and do you remember who your date was, Sarah?
Oh, I do. I went with a guy named Mike Amundson. He was a year younger than me, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went with about 40 of us. We actually went to a friend's house out in Union Grove, and all the moms and dads cooked us a huge meal. We ate in her basement, and then post-prom is huge here, so we took a big coach bus and took it all through the closed-off streets of downtown Racine and got out and walked down the red carpet, waved at the TV, and went in and had a great time.
Speaking of TV, you're going to be on TV. How about that?
I am.
Why are you going to be on TV? Huh?
I'm actually going to do another one of these interviews with CBS 58. Racine and Me will air on Saturday morning.
Guaranteed it will not be this fun.
No.
Oh,
you're
well,
a lot of fun.
There's a couple surprises I got.
There's absolutely no way.
I'm sure.
So that's this Saturday.
This Saturday
on Channel
morning.
58.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Key in television, smile.
Mm-hmm. Have I been smiling?
You've been smiling the whole time.
All right, then I'm on my way.
But sometimes people, you know, are more self conscious,
yes.
And they don't smell. They don't smell.
Smell? I hope I don't smell.
You can't. That's one thing on television you cannot do is smell the people on TV. They don't smile, so you want to smile on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will be sure to do that.
I took Fern Poncher to my senior prom.
Fern
Poncher.
Wow.
At Maney's High School in Park Ridge, Illinois. And our post-prom was huge, too. We came to Milwaukee for our post-prom.
Wow.
We went to the Milwaukee Zoo.
Wow.
Sorry, Racine Zoo folks. And the Miller Brewing Tour.
Wow. Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 18. Well, it was legal to drink in those
that's
days.
That's right. You could drink that.
At 18.
Yeah.
They just didn't want you to drive and drink,
mm.
Which is a similar situation today. We're talking with Margaret DeRocha Blank and Sarah Greening they were the fund development coordinators of the Junior League. How did the Junior League get their name? Why Junior League?
You know what? That's a really good question.
That's why I get the big bucks. I keep telling you people that.
Honestly, I don't know if I have the answer to that.
All right, well, find out.
We will certainly find out.
Get
for
back
you.
To us.
Absolutely.
And we'll have you back. Just talk to Mr. Racine. He's our booker on Community Conversations on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the prom, people are going to get dressed up. And are you guys going?
Of course. I bought a dress. My husband's wearing a suit. I've got about six couples of my
suit?
Friends going. Yes.
Not a tux?
Well, we didn't do the tux this year.
You got to do the tux.
I bought a new dress, though. I'm getting my hair done. Yes, prom attire is encouraged, but not required. Absolutely. And we have actually, let me make sure I have this right, Christie's Creative Art and Floral is a local floral designer, and she's actually going to be making boutonnieres and corsages ahead of time if people would like while they purchase their tickets on our website.
Which is what?
Which is juniorleagueracine.org. Mm-hmm. And just scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see our flyer, and you can see to purchase the tickets. And when you purchase the tickets, the next page will pop up with a choice to add flowers to your order.
Very cool.
So she's doing that as well. So,
and who's your date, Margaret?
Myself.
She's going steak.
You're going steak.
Yeah.
That's how you have to say it in Wisconsin, not stag. Steak.
Oh, is that how we say it? Yeah. No. So far, I think I'm single.
All right.
But we're encouraging anyone, if you want to redo your prom, if you want to go back with your spouse that you didn't get a chance to go to the first time, we've got a couple of leaguers who actually went to prom with their current spouses, and they're going to go back and have a great
time. And if you're
time.
A single guy and maybe want to meet single ladies
there
who are
like
going
me.
To, like Margaret DeRocha Blank.
Anyone over 21 can come.
But now, before you go, Margaret.
Yes.
We need some dirt on Dave Blank.
Oh, like what?
Anything.
Oh, I can't think of anything good.
I'm kidding. I was going to say I'm just kidding. But when people say they're just kidding, they're not just kidding. They're kidding, but they're not just kidding. You guys are on Facebook, too, I imagine, the Junior League.
Yes, we are.
Racine. What is that title?
Junior League, Racine Junior League, I believe.
Yes.
Very cool. And give us the website one more time.
JuniorLeagueRacine.org.
Ladies, you were absolutely delightful. Thanks for coming to Great Sports, and have a wonderful prom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate
your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine. FM 98.1 Kenosha and FM 99.9 Racine.
This tremendous Tuesday continues after WRJN covers the world.
Horrible anti-Semitism. He wrote the book. I'm Michael Toscano. St. Louis authorities are trying to determine who toppled.